This is Reverend Bookburn, tapers and relay broadcasters. We are going on any minute.
Rise up this morning, seeking redemption, yeah. Ask the Lord in my conversation.
Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Stop Eminent Domain Laws. And we're going to talk about eminent domain laws and business improvement districts and similar shit like that, as well as a lot of tunes and a lot of stuff in preparation for next week's Reverend Bookburn's Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2005, and a show that we're in the holiday spirit. Let's play some delightful death metal from Germany. This is Emperor.
lest I forget later, time to introduce the band. On guitar, Kim Thiel. First time on stage in Seattle since the end of Soundgarden. Let's give Kim a hand. On the bass, from Jam Pack and Sweet 75 and a big old band whose name I can't remember at the moment, Chris Novoselic. And also from Sweet 75, on the drums, Gina the Magnificent. And it was somebody from this town, I believe, who once said, "You will never hear surf music again." Well, you are going to hear surf music again. S-E-R-F, surf music. New Feudalism, that's the name of this song.
The dream is over.
You heard Void Control doing Look At You. The Dicks did No Fucking War. John Lennon did God. The No WTO combo did Let's Lynch the Landlord. And started off with two tracks from one of Germany's better death metal bands of the 90s, Emperor. The tracks were Auswärter, The Oath, and Ye Entrancemporium. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. And we have been off the air for a couple of months up until a month ago. And then the show has been on pretty regularly. And then we missed a week last week. So tonight we're doing the theme Stop Eminent Domain Laws. And other than that, we're pretty much on track. And we'll announce forthcoming shows in a minute. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for feedback, input to forthcoming shows, or to send what the Reverend loves, cartoons, to respond to something on the want list, or anything but spam, unless it's that hilarious Jesus spam some numbnuts who listens to the show sends the Reverend all the time, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Corporate Ho, war criminal Bush. Quail, Quayle, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Check out old shows of The Reverend Is In, which are available for free at the show's archives and Reverend Bookburn blog. Still getting used to that word. At ReverendBookburn.com. One word. ReverendBookburn.com. Next week on The Reverend Is In. Yes, another sacred annual holiday tradition. Next week is Reverend Bookburn's Holiday Tree and Balls Special. And 2005. We're adding the years now since we've accumulated a handful of years on the show, and that seems to be a tradition. So it will be Reverend Bookburn's Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2005. No live musical guests so far this year. And I'm not sure we won any because there's so many great tracks. I've already prepared for that show while preparing for this one. And a lot of great stuff and some holiday stuff the Reverend got early. So we'll just play tunes. It'll be a regular show, but we'll make it special. And let's see. After the holiday show, there is a downtime of 2 weeks. And on January 8th, there will be the New Year's 2006 show. And I'm not sure what the theme is the week after that. But on January 22nd, the Reverend Bookburn 5th anniversary show. And since we're marking 5 years, we won't just go over some highlights of the year, but of this whole 5 years. And some people have sent some cool stuff regarding that and stuff I forgot about. So we'll play a lot of tunes and we'll make that as memorable as possible. Other future themes include Halliburton gives Condi an oilgasm. The Reverend cracks the Da Pinch Me code. Recovery for propagandists, in which we will cover the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as misguided abuses of the word addiction, such as love addiction and sex addiction and porn addiction and internet addiction and television addiction and golf club addiction and other mythical bullshit uses of the term addiction. That's in the Recovery for Propaganda show, as well as the forthcoming Pubic Property show, another myth shatterer. When we do Pubic Property, we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of thought and walks of life, liberal and conservative, left wing and right wing, from Christian fundamentalists to groupthink freethinkers to certain types of women's studies classes. So far, all of your input that has been contributed by Bookburners has been incorporated into that show. So we'll do that early in the year, I promise. I'm still accumulating a lot of great stuff for that when we do Pubic Property. And we'll do another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests. And we'll do Love Night just before Valentine's Day and Anti-President's Day. And let's see, what else are future themes? More perverted stories from Moral Crusaders, starring Randall Terry, Neil Horsley, W. David Hager, and Senator Henry Hyde. And let's see, what else? What other themes? Henry Hyde's retirement party. And I forget him now. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. We have no birthdays, but we need to acknowledge the passing of two people. The first is a former presidential candidate from 1968 who ran on an anti-Vietnam War platform and was a critic of the current war for oil. Eugene McCarthy passed away at age 89 within the last couple of days. And yesterday, a pioneering comedian, Richard Pryor, died of a heart attack. And tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Richard Pryor. His material was definitely risky in the 70s, in a time when the 60s were declared over by the corporate media and the culture was leaning more towards Saturday Night Fever and that kind of stuff than anything that had any kind of social value. And comedians were not that groundbreaking. It was long after Lenny Bruce. It was long before Bobcat Goldthwait or Margaret Cho or Bill Hicks or Judy Tenuta. There was George Carlin, and there were a handful of others, Paul Krasner. But it took a lot of guts to be as spotlit as he was and still do the kind of political material that he did when he did it. And there's a couple of things on tape that are worth getting. One is his film with Jackie Gleason and a kid, I forget his name, but in a movie called The Toy, which is great and intergenerationally friendly and age-appropriate and all that. In addition to The Toy, he was in a rare underground film in the late 60s that also included Paul Krasner and some of the original yippies. And that was called Dynamite Chicken. And in the age of VHSs, it came out on VHS at one point. And let's see, there was another thing worth finding. When they were releasing all of the ancient Saturday Night Lives on a video like a decade or so ago, there was one tape, and the Reverend picked this up, that was from 1975. It had the original cast, the Not Ready for Primetime Players. The musical guest was Gil Scott-Heron, which alone was worth the tape. And the guest for the night was Richard Pryor. And in Puritan, dull, sterile 70s America, while things were still kind of loose, but just before the backlash of Anita Bryant and the Moral Majority and the censorship assholes and the war on drugs and all that kind of stuff. He was the guest, and his opening monologue was pretty funny. He was talking about smoking joints and being unknowingly dosed with a hallucinogenic. And then he started acting like he did during this story he was telling, like he was moving in slow motion, his eyes bulging out. It's something you have to see to appreciate how funny it is, as well as goofing on religion, the war on drugs, the government, and other targets that are worth goofing on. That was Saturday Night Live from 1975, Richard Pryor hosting, and Gil Scott-Heron as the musical guest. Greetings to Diane Fornbacher, her partner Terry, their son, and their party guests from yesterday. And hello to the people from Jerry Jams, which was a charity concert, actually they did the concerts, but it's also a charity CD, and it's three CDs long. It's all Jerry Garcia covers. Some of it really good, some of it kind of boring. And that was received very recently, so we will hear a track from that next week. I'm still sifting through that and figuring out what is playable. Talked out already. And I don't want to neglect these things that we want to plug. Let's see. Congratulations to Radio Volta's own Kelvin Anderson of the show Anderson Tapes for getting some alternative media coverage in Philadelphia Weekly, which is at philadelphiaweekly.com, speaking about independent labels, independent radio, avant-garde music, and all of that in either the current Philadelphia Weekly or the one from a week ago, since this was in my notes for the show that got canceled last week. Be sure to see Iraq Body Count, one word, iraqbodycount.net, for specific information on the people who are dying for a war based on lies, oil, and Halliburton profits. Halliburton is, of course, Dickless Cheney's corporation. And in addition to iraqbodycount.net, check out iCasualties, one word, iCasualties.org. Let's see, what else? Another article in Philadelphia Weekly by Timothy Crater called Republican Sex Toys, The Pain, When Will It End? And that's at philadelphiaweekly.com. Again, either the current issue or last week's, as well as another incredible cartoon by Ward Sutton, Who's the Bigger Dick?, in which he does comparisons between Richard Nixon and Dickless Cheney. Who's the Bigger Dick? By Ward Sutton. And you can also find him at suttonimpactstudio.com. Oh, all this plugging. And an essential book by Marion Nestle entitled Food Politics. And let's see, I'm going to save this for later, but the Reverend just received the new book by Paul Krasner entitled One Hand Jerking, Reports from an Investigative Satirist. And that's at Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com. I'll talk about it a little bit if there's time. If not, save it for next week and maybe do a reading from it. And let's just get to the theme, which is stop eminent domain laws and these fucking business improvement districts. We've talked about this a couple of times in the past, and it's something that is pretty much a problem nationwide, if you go to this website of Resistance Against Eminent Domain, which is castlecoalition.org, and that's one word, castlecoalition.org, you can see that it's not just in eastern Pennsylvania and southern Jersey, but pretty much nationwide. And what happens is these unbelievably corrupt politicians get in bed with the sleazier elements of the real estate world and the sleazier elements from these business associations. And Eminent Domain effectively says, we can shit can the Constitution and we can shit can the Bill of Rights and seize and take control of any business building or residential property. Eminent Domain, we're taking over your store or your house or both because it's in the way of our plans of creating a special business improvement district. And it's very ugly. The headlines in Southern Jersey a couple weeks ago was of a 92-year-old man who lived in his house for decades and was about to lose it, courtesy of the implementers of the local Eminent Domain effort. And we've talked about Collingswood, New Jersey, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and a plethora of other places. They seize control, and when they create a special business district, it's like a small level version of the WTO, the World Trade Organization, or these like international corporate globalization kind of policies that says, who cares what the laws say? Who cares what international agreements say? We bypass that by creating these special business laws that say we can circumvent any nation's laws, or in the local case of Eminent Domain and business improvement districts, we can shit can our own nation's laws, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and say, fuck all of that. We're going to seize buildings, we're going to seize entire blocks, and we're going to make sweetheart deals with our friends from our affiliated real estate company and our business association friends. And this goes on and on, and finally there is nationwide awareness and resistance, and we're here to perpetrate that and of course encourage the people who are resisting locally. People have been told in the communities that are facing this threat that tonight's show is happening, and the show is in support of them. This is in support of you, and we're going to say that these organizations, any organization near you that is fighting this atrocity, is worthy of support and worth checking out. And you can find a group near you at castlecoalition.org. Definitely talked out. So we're going to get back to the music. Void Control in the background. But we're going to play a song. Let's see. I'm going to play Happy Spanksgiving song again from Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com for the people who missed the Happy Spanksgiving show. But first, let's play a song in the spirit of the theme entitled Play the Greed.
I finally learned that the market's righteous holler comes from a pale face on a paper dollar. And I bet you got a few bucks in your hip wallet, so throw a tiny wrench in the fiber optic wires. Morals are cheap and you can be the first. We can let them poison and pillage foreign lands, or we can play the greed right into our hands. Everybody should question. Why is it Arizona hasn't gone solar? And tell your print shop that hemp grows faster. And it doesn't mean a backroom clear-cut disaster. The market doesn't care, but it wants to understand. And you can play the greed right into your hands. Absorbs with a five-pointed leaf on the cover of Forbes. Yeah, very strange people turn valleys to dams. Yeah, these are the ones that dream prayers to sand, and they just assume you didn't know this land is your land. But we can play the rule back into our hands. Oh, Malcolm's gonna say it can't happen. It's gonna say it can't happen here. Things will turn around just as sure as they said it. Hell, things change and they'll always take the credit. Oh,
y'all, this is Dr. Laura Hoa. In preparation for Thanksgiving, I'm here to give you some tips. Thanksgiving, but as the Rev likes to call it, Spanksgiving. It's crucial that you invite your parish priest of choice and at least three boys ages 10 to 14. The prayer of Spank said by your priest, in my case, it would be Father Humpalot, will go as follows. Bless us, O Lord, for these thy boy gifts I'm about to receive. Oh, thank you, Lord, for keeping Bishop Toothaker's mouth shut when it was supposed to be shut, and open when it was meant to be open. The wink, wink. Thank you for the sheep that house me, feed me, give me a new car every 3 years, and for the pro-life people that make it possible for me to have a new crop of altar boys year after year. Amen. After the meal and wine, allow the priest to give spanks to all the boys as he departs. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying happy Spanksgiving.
I want to help you learn God's word. I want you to know the Spirit. I want to give you books and proselytize while I come on to you. This is a song from me to you called Brainwasher.
Yeah. I was over in Australia, and I was like, "Are you proud to be an American?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I didn't have a lot to do with it, you know. My parents fucked there. That's about all." I was in the spirit realm at that time. So I went, fucking Paris. But they couldn't hear me because I didn't have a mouth. I was a spirit without lungs or a mouth or vocal cords. They fucked here. Okay, I'm proud. I hate patriotism. I can't stand it, man. It makes me fucking sick. It's around the world last time I checked, okay? You know what I mean? I hate patriotism. In fact, that's how we can stop patriotism, I think. Instead of putting stars and stripes on our flags, we should put pictures of our parents fucking. Gather people around that flag and see your dad hunched over your mom's big 4x4 butt. See if any boon rally mentality can circle around that little fucking image. God damn, I'm out of here. Fuck it. You got your mom? Shut up. Let's go garden. You never see my attitude in the press. That's what bugs me. You never see my point of view. For instance, gays in the military. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about it. Gays want to be in the military. Here's how I feel about it. All right? Anyone dumb enough to want to be in the military should be allowed in. End of fucking story. That should be the only requirement. I don't care how many push-ups you can do. Put on a helmet. Go wait in that foxhole. We'll tell you when we need you to kill somebody. You know what I mean? I'm so sick. I've watched these fucking congressional hearings and all these military guys and all the pundits seriously. Oh, the esprit de corps will be affected. And we are such immoral. Excuse me. Aren't y'all fucking hired killers? Shut up. You are thugs, and when we need you to go blow the fuck out of a nation of little brown people, we'll let you know. Until then, where did the fucking military get all these more? We are the military. Is that a village of children and kids? Where's the napalm? I don't want any gay people hanging around me while I'm killing kids. I just don't want to see it. Don't tell me this military protects our freedom. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no one out there who's a fucking threat to us, okay? They don't exist. Oh, I'm talking now only of countries we don't arm first. All right. If you want to split hairs, you got a point.
Bill, what about the nations we sell arms to and then go blow the fuck out of them?
Okay, they might be scary for about a day. We give them the old weapons, we use the new ones on them, you know. Fucking Iraq found that out, huh? You have the Scud, we have the Patriot. The Scud times two, you fucks! Just keep selling them the shitty shit, you know. We're fighting the next year, they'll have muskets. America won a war with this. Yeah, 100 years ago! We got new shit now. Fucks! What is that? It's musket repellent. I can kill you by looking at you. Oh, there's a threat to America. Yeah. Back to that fucking cop show, because I'll tell you who the threat to freedom... No, not to freedom. I'll tell you who the threat to the status quo is in this country. It's us. That's why they show you shows like fucking Cops. So you know that state power will win, and we'll bust your house down, and we'll fucking bust you anytime we want. That's the message. Why don't they just have a show called Stormtrooper? Or better yet, how about IRS?
Smoke.
Hi, this is Mary Jerry from the Business Improvement District and the Business Association and the Eminent Domain Enforcers. And we want to do a song right now from our favorite band called The Prophets. This is entitled Profit Over People. You heard The Prophets doing Television, I Love You, Secret Cities, Secret Armies, and Profit Over People. Before that, The Independents did Sword of Damocles. Bill Hicks did A New Flag, Patriotism, and Gaze in the Military from his incredible comedy release, Rant in E Minor. Gaza Strippers did Brainwasher, Ms. Terry did Happy Spanksgiving, and started off with Dar Williams doing Play the Greed. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Stop Eminent Domain Laws. And if you tuned in late, we're talking about these insidious laws called Eminent Domain Laws and Business Improvement Districts. And there's a lot of information on the subject, as well as connecting with people in each region at castlecoalition.org. And we are going to put a curse on some of these people by the end of the night. There's a couple of things I forgot to plug. And since it's the holiday season, they are even more so worth plugging. This is brand new plug. Baby Bush Toys. W. Bush's toys when he was a baby. One word. BabyBushToys.com. The Reverend found all kinds of great stuff just in the DVD section alone at akpress.org. And that's one word, akpress.org. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, be sure to go to Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia. Wooden Shoe is on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. And online, they're woodenshoebooks.com. Let's see. I already plugged that book. Food Politics by Marianne Nestle. And let's see. And the Reverend's friend, Ms. McLernan, has a blog site that links to the Reverend, and that's at McLernan.com. And I saw some films. The first is 10 stars, 100 stars, 1,000 star rating, called Silver City. And it was funny because it was like $5 from a video store that was going out of business. It's, I believe, a 2004 release and is very highly recommended if you can find it. Silver City. And let's see, we watched Nobody's Child. Marlo Thomas portrays a woman, true story, a woman who survived the mental health services system and psych hospitals and went on to become a speaker and advocate. And that's entitled Nobody's Child. The Walmart DVD is out now, and I think it's on VHS and DVD, and that's walmartmovie.com. And Heart of the Beholder is out and available, and you can check them out online at beholder.com. And that is definitely giving the American Christian Taliban and the Al-Qaeda clones in the anti-abortion movement some serious bowel trouble. Heart of the Beholder, very recommended at beholder.com. Alright. Let's see. No birthdays, I can't believe that. I'm speaking of Walmart. In addition to the Walmart movie, people did this serious prankage at Walmart's on like this day of protests at Walmart's. It was during that week of actions, I believe. And I don't know if it was just around here or if it was nationwide, but they had Walmart dance parties inside Walmart's. And you could, it's worth checking out. The Walmart dance party can be checked out online at toiletpaperonline.com. And that's worthwhile. And we just heard about that this weekend. Toiletpaperonline.com, the Walmart dance party. Okay. Let's play a set of music. We're not going to have any overtime because the monthly Seclusiassi show with Starkey and Eve 79 is going to be on promptly at 11 East Coast time, USA. And that is less than an hour, so let's start the third set. And what are we going to play? We're going to play a song from that period known in the corporate media as the 60s. This is like towards the late 60s, during the psychedelic age. And it was actually the first band that had Peter Frampton in it. It's called The Herd. And let's play a song by The Herd entitled From the Underworld.
Okay, get ready.
Remember.
I'm hallucinating angels. I hear voices. I receive divine commands. I hallucinate angels and Our Lady of Guacamole. I hear signals from the Master of the Universe to kill the infidels, abortion doctors, gays, heavy metal fans, and every type of sex positive. I respond to internal stimuli, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your Christian supremacist social worker. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. I want to provide your abstinence-only education. For information about George W. Numnuts Bush's faith-based social services plans and all matters of church and state, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org, and in the Delaware Valley, DVAU.org.
But things are bad, you know? It's like, you know, things are bad when you're reminiscing about how great a president Ronald Reagan was. I couldn't believe it when I found out that he had died, because I thought he was dead already. He died again? Then they would not bury him. They dragged him everywhere. It was Weekend at Bernie's. They propped him up, put him in a Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses, dragged him from Washington to Simi Valley. I said, put him in the ground! He died two times. But Bush is worse than Reagan. Bush is so anti-woman, which is so upsetting. And you know, the last time I was here, it was for the big March for Women's Lives. And there were thousands and thousands and thousands of women here. And just these demonstrations all day long, you know, every day, like starting on Friday, just going on till Sunday. I was worried that they were going to shoot their wad. I forgot that women can protest multiple times. And it's because George Bush is such a pro-lifer, and it's so scary to think about that, you know, like, He's determined to wipe out, like, reverse Roe v. Wade, and he blocked the availability of morning after pills over the counter, stating that it would promote promiscuity. So? You know, I never had any access to morning after pills, and that did not stop me from fucking my way through the USA like I was Lewis and Clark. And if the issue is promiscuity, then why is Viagra everywhere? Doesn't it make more sense to leave the bullets out of the gun than to just try to avoid being shot? Especially when the gun is an old musket. That you gotta pour gunpowder in and tamp it down. You gotta be real careful because it just might go off accidentally. Right in your face. And what kind of priorities do we have in science, like where we have Viagra? I mean, you know, like, well, we could find a cure for AIDS or for cancer. No, we need more hard-ons. That... What did guys do before Viagra?
Oh, before Viagra, well, I had to use a splint. I did. I used a shoelace to wind it around there. Yeah, that was during the Great Depression, so that shoelace was going right back in your shoe when you were done with it. Thank God somebody invented a cock ring. Oh, that was great. I think that was Eli Whitney. Everybody remembers the cotton gin, but the cock ring, that was his finest hour.
I want morning after pills more than over the counter. I want morning after pills with my check at dinner. I want morning after pills on my hotel pillow when I go to bed at night. But George Bush has such little respect for women, he believes if we have more choices in reproductive health, that it will set off a fuck wave, and women will be out in the street humping fire hydrants. Half of the workforce will be lost because we'll all be generating a huge pussy cyclone. Just spotted off the coast of Florida as Hurricane Poontang. It's so infuriating when the government creates laws in order to restrict women's sexuality. And this happens all over the world. Like in Afghanistan, the Taliban would make women wear burqas where they're covered from head to toe, essentially because they're afraid of this. You know, you don't have to be a woman to be a feminist. You should just fucking be a feminist. Really. And if you're not a feminist, you should kill yourself. Because, like, where did you come from? Did you grow out of the ground? We're all here because of women, you know. I mean, that's enough to be a feminist. And it's weird when women aren't feminists. Like, Ann Coulter. I don't get that. Like... Yeah, I'm such a feminist, and then I see her, and I'm like, oh, that's why women shouldn't work.
Hi, this is Mary Jerry from the Eminent Domain Club and the Business Improvement District and the Business Association. And we're going to play some songs by Toxic Narcotic entitled Scumbag, Dirty Rat, and Politics.
I'm gonna make it to the light. I'm gonna make it to the light.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Actually, a group of people, a mob of people, who are the runner-ups. In South Philadelphia, there is a group of concerned citizens who don't like overdevelopment and the ruinization of their neighborhood when the new building in question is a strip club. These same assholes ignored the rise of Walmart, the erection of a Home Depot, and other stand-up organizations and enterprises. But when a Las Vegas strip club decided to open a satellite in South Philadelphia, they were up in arms. Jihad, holy war. The group that ignored the rise of Walmart and Home Depot, the South Philly Puritan group, and yes, maybe they are mob connected in that strip club business, and yes, maybe it is run by assholes, and it probably is, especially if the dancers haven't had a chance to form a union. And yes, maybe most of the people who go in it are assholes, and probably at least half of them moral preachers and moral crusaders. Still, your Puritan campaign means that you, the South Philly group fighting this club, are the runner-ups to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to that very special someone. Also a group. Also in Philadelphia. while the South Philadelphia group were just little league runners-up to Asshole of the Week, the assholes themselves... Hey, where's the fart sounds? We gotta have the fart sounds. That's essential to this presentation. Thank you.
When you do one of those, man.
That's better. So, in it following up, the runners up, that leaves the very special prize winners from Philadelphia, the L&I license and inspectors. The L&I of Philadelphia disregards hundreds of comparable violations, but chose to be strict and by the book and in a full raid of an adult swing club entitled Club Kama Sutra for simple code violations that are ignored in countless restaurants and other establishments. Clearly political, clearly biased, and clearly to be sex negatives. And again, who cares if they're all moral hypocrites and the participants and family values preachers and probably a shitload of Republicans and Democrats and all kinds of corporate party types. I wouldn't care if every person who walked in the door was an asshole. The closure and raid of that club was an outrage, and Philadelphia L&I licensure and inspectors, you are assholes of the week. Now we've heard enough of their sounds. You heard three songs from Toxic Narcotic, Scumbag, Dirty Rat, and Politics. Margaret Cho did Reagan and Hurricane Poontang, and that's from her brand new comedy release entitled Assassin. Rambo did Mariano versus the Blue Demon. The Big Boys did We Got Your Money and started off with The Herd doing From the Underworld. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Stop Eminent Domain Laws, where we have talked about eminent domain laws and business improvement districts. And the corrupt skanks in public office who act as their hoes and their real estate middlemen and women, etc. And now, it's not enough to continue blasting them. It's time, yes, for the Reverend Bookburn curse. And if you're new and unfamiliar with that, whenever Reverend Bookburn or Dr. Susan Block from Dr. Susie Show, Radio Susie 1, at drsusanblock.com. Whenever Dr. Susie or Reverend Bookburn put a curse, it has been fail-safe. It has struck all intended targets. The Regis crime family, Rick Mariano, a corrupt Philadelphia politician, Tom DeLay, and a plethora of others. And now we are going to do it again. So we have to get into curse mode. So let's get ready for our sorcery and place the Vexy Twitch curse. Get out your candles and crystals. Get out your pixie dust and your spell casters and your curse implementation devices. Take out your Sesame Street crayons and your mirror so you can draw your body parts, and get ready to work the magic of the Vexy Twitch curse. Oh, masters of the universe, we place a curse on the perpetrators of eminent domain and business improvement districts in Haddon Township, New Jersey, in Coatesville, Pennsylvania, and every place else in North America where such an atrocity occurs. We hereby place the curse on the implementers of eminent domain and business improvement districts. Thank you. This is Reverend Bookburn. The curse is on. All right. Let's see. I'm going to repeat a couple of plugs in case people didn't hear him because they're worthwhile. Eminent domain information and connecting with people locally is an option at Castle Coalition, as in one word, castlecoalition.org. And if you want to see the Walmart dance party, go to toiletpaperonline.com. All right, let's see. I forgot the credits page, so I can't read that endless list of names. But let's see. But we can do the prayer, the Reverend Bookburn prayer this week. So since we're already in mystical, superstitious mode, Lord, this is Reverend Bookburn from Radio Volta. We want to thank you for the real reason for the season, and that is shopping. We want to thank you for the stores, the capitalism, the marketing, and of course, our cherished advertising industry. We thank you for all superstitious beliefs that help us lean on our mental crutch. We give thanks to all superstition and myths. And most of all, thank you for giving us the belief system centered around the one and only Santa. We pray to Santa and to Brian from Monty Python's film Life of Brian, and that they guide us and help us to steer in the proper direction, and that is, of course, the direction to the mall. Thank you, Lord, for shopping and superstition. We pray to thee, and we really look forward to next week's Reverend Bookburn's Holiday Tree and Ball special. Amen and ah, women. All right. Let's see. If we get through all the shit, we'll have enough time to play two more songs before Ecclesiastes Radio begins. So let's see. It is around 15 minutes before 11 o'clock East Coast time, USA. So I want to play a New York Dolls track because I heard it on local college radio. And I'm now pumped to play it since it is in the Reverend Bookburn collection. And again, please go to reverendbookburn.com. And a couple of postings ago, I listed some of the things that are on the Reverend's want list. Some things were never obtained before that are on my want list, which is on one of the very earliest postings in the archives. And then some stuff lost to either borrowing or scumbag landlords or whatever are gone. And there's a reward for finding this kind of stuff, which includes the first book about Frank Zappa entitled No Commercial Potential, a book by Dr. Timothy Leary shortly before he died called Design for Dying, and a kind of a compilation, excerpts of all of the early books by Abby Hoffman, in a book entitled The Best of Abbie Hoffman. And there's some others. So I'm making a list. And they're in the archives of reverendbookburn.com. One is a recent posting, and then the original want list is further down. And I found a copy of Silver City, so that is not necessary to say I found a copy of Silver City. Okay, the Reverend wants to thank for tonight's show, of course, all of Radio Volta for enduring hard times and harder, technologically speaking. And recently, even though going through 2 months being off the air took a little bit of adjusting, but that is my own issue, it is a station that has survived all kinds of crash and burns and now has been rebuilt from scratch, and it's really coming along. It is a hell of a lot better tonight than it was a couple weeks ago, the last time. All kinds of stuff is working, and so thank you, Reverend. I am Reverend. Thank you, Radio Volta, for rebuilding the studio and having the technical know-how that I haven't a clue about. Thank you to BARF, the Biblical America Resistance Front, for always providing great information. Thank you, CastleCoalition.org, for providing nationwide information about eminent domain laws and local groups that are fighting it. Thank you, Mr. Ed Gold, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Pixanne, Diane Fornbacher and her partner Terry, and their party guests and friends and families. Dr. Susan Block from drsusanblock.com, who is now making available erotic holiday cards. You want to get in on that. And to Mr. Scott and family, to the Mac Goddess and family and friends, Mr. Z and family and friends. Ugh. The Coffee Goddesses, Pie Man from pieman.org, Dark Lady, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, to Joe Keithley of DOA, Renee Bryant and On the Rag Records at ontherag.net, and Mephistopheles, Drusilla, St. Anne Marie, everybody I forgot because I'm trying to do all the shit by memory. Dallas Blanchard, and of course, DeMonica, and Book Burners everywhere. Thank you. Let's play a track from a CD that is not in the CD player yet. Let's see. Remove the Asshole of the Week sounds created by Marlon, the late and great engineer of the show, who is very missed. This is by the New York Dolls, the original band of David Johansen, later Buster Poindexter, from the mid-70s, and this track is entitled Bad Girl. We'll be right back.
between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war. Going down tonight. Stop this war. Stop this war. Civilization, ha, I call it empathy. I call this pussy, you know, I still cannot believe it. Our evolution now has gone the way of aid. But will the fall resolve into a stupid pain? Stop this.
Okay, we're going to have the Seclusiassi show here at Radio Volta in a couple of minutes. So, again, next week is Reverend Bookburn's Holiday Tree and Balls Special, 2005. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. Old shows for free at reverendbookburn.com. Let's play a track by Flogging Molly.